Our producer, Robin Geske, is trying to give us an education between yams and sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Apparently, Robin, she's getting ready to put us on Facebook Live. Correct me if I'm wrong here. We understand what you just said. Yams are, you can just, you know.
Why don't you just hop on with
yams,
us?
Yams are from Japan?
Yes,
real
sir.
Yams are from
real
Japan.
Real yams are from Japan. They're native of northern Japan.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And the difference between yams and sweet potatoes are?
Quite a bit. I mean, the yams, the actual yams are starchier. They're more like a regular potato than a sweet potato.
Right, we said that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But here in America, we just kind of lump them all together.
Right. Right. It became a marketing ploy by one canning company several decades ago, and they started calling them yams because they thought it was catchier. And so it kind of
really seems to me that sweet potatoes would get your attention more, that you'd want to buy something that's sweet. But
yams don't sound very appetizing to me, but we digress.
Yes, we certainly are digressing.
Speaking of appetizing.
This is a great story. We had this, made the rounds between the three of us over the weekend, just because... There was a guy in South Carolina by the name of Alex Bowen. He stopped into his local Waffle House in Columbia, South Carolina for some late night grub early Thursday morning. He said it was about 3 a.m. He said, I was pretty inebriated.
Yes. And the only person there who could have made him something to eat was probably inebriated too, because that person was half asleep.
Bowen says he waited at the register for service for 10 minutes, but nobody came. So he went into the kitchen and made his own damn food. So, he said, I got hot on the grill with a Texas bacon cheese steak melt.
How do you know how to make it? Because if I went back in there in the kitchen, I wouldn't know the first thing to
do.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe he took the menu and, you know, figured it all out.
Or maybe they have the ingredients listed, you know, cheat sheets.
He took time to do selfies. He made a little video of himself
working back there. Paid for the food.
Yeah.
He didn't leave a tip, however. Can you blame him?
Good for him. The story eventually got back to management, and they were not too happy.
I bet you they fired the guy who was...
Well, they did say that they
were
going to...
Oh, no, you know what they did? They offered Bowen a job as a secret shopper.
Yeah, but they also said that they were going to...
Fire the guy?
Take the discipline action.